For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This first story comes to us from the Michigan Daily. Ann Arbor resident and medicinal marijuana user Mark Rowland wants the Ann Arbor Police Department to follow the will of the city's voters. Ann Arbor Police Chief Dan Oates issued a statement saying his officers will continue to prosecute marijuana users and dealers even after the passage of Proposal C, which legalized medicinal marijuana in the city. Local voters overwhelmingly approved the ballot proposal in this past election. Quote, "It's a blatant disregard for law that has been voted in by the citizens of Ann Arbor," end quote, said Rowland, who added that he had an aneurysm in 1993 and now uses medicinal marijuana. He said he has filed a personal complaint against Oates and City Attorney Stephen Postema in response to the statement. Postema said he had not heard about the complaint. Rowland is part of Fresh Start, a nonprofit group dedicated to establishing a cooperative garden in Ann Arbor for medicinal marijuana users to grow their own medicine. Rowland continued, quote, "Once the voters make a decision, it's not up to the chief to tell the Ann Arbor Police Department not to enforce the law," end quote. We should make note of the fact that 74% of the voters in Ann Arbor approved this marijuana initiative. Similarly, in New York, the Rockefeller drug laws have been seen for what they are, just a horrible abomination. The people and the elected officials all say the laws need to be changed, and yet nothing has happened as of yet. Our guest this week on Cultural Baggage will be Anthony Papa, who helped to found the Mothers of the Disappeared in New York.
And I saw that we really were spinning our wheels dealing with politicians at that level, that they were not going to change the laws, because at that time it was a political death for politicians to get involved with the drug war. To look hard on crime was the way to go. So from that point on, I said I have to change these laws, but not from the top down. It's got to change from the bottom up. So I started a group called Mothers of the New York Disappeared through the William Kunstler Fund for Racial Justice. We based our group on the Argentine Mothers of the Disappeared, what happened in the 70s and 80s in Argentina, where the military took over the government and 30,000 people were murdered. They disappeared, loved ones of these people in Argentina. So who spoke out against them? What the mothers of those incarcerated.
Anthony's written a great new book, 15 to Life, How I Painted My Way to Freedom. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.